may Allah grant us the strength and courage to fulfill our duties. May Allah grant us the strength and courage to fulfill our duties.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to our silsila, Fulfill Your Duties. Alhamdulillah, in this silsila, we talk and discuss about our duties which we have to fulfill and the duties which we have upon us. Before we commence with our silsila, let us make good intentions, as it is mentioned in the hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrum Min Amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. Remember, no good deed is given to a person without making a good intention. The more righteous intention one makes, the greater reward he will attain. So let us make intention that I will watch this silsila for the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I will watch this silsila from the beginning till the end. And whatever Madani pearls I'm going to learn from this silsila, I'm going to note them down so that on later stage I can recall them easily. And whatever knowledge and Madani pearls I'm going to learn from this silsila, I'm going to practice upon it, as well as I will try to spread its knowledge to others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has stated, "The one who recites 100 times salat upon me, Allah azza wa jal writes between his two eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the fire of Jahannam. And on the day of Qiyamah, he will be resurrected with the martyrs," meaning he will be with the shuhada of Islam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rajja'a rahmatullah alayhi has stated, "In Kufa, a cobbler used to live in the neighborhood of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He used to take fish on the meat at night after working the whole day, and then used to eat it after roasting. Afterwards, he used to drink wine, and then, being intoxicated, used to make too much noise. It would continue late night until he would fall asleep. The great spiritual leader of millions of Muslims, Hanafis especially, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, used to get disturbed a lot by this noise. But he used to remain occupied in salah the entire night. One night, he did not hear the voice of his neighbor cobbler. In the morning, he rahmatullah alayhi asked about him. So he rahmatullah alayhi was informed that the cobbler had been arrested by the policeman last night, and he is in a prison. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi offered Fajr salah and reached the caliph and asked someone to inform about his arrival. The caliph ordered his soldiers to bring him to the royal floor. After holding the rein of his horse without dismounting, with great respect and reverence, the soldiers did the same. The caliph asked, "How can I help you?" Rahmatullah Ali replied, "One of my neighbors, who is a cobbler, has been arrested by soldiers." The caliph then asked, "What can I do for you?" The great Imam Rahmatullah Ali replied, "Then issue an order to release my neighbor." The Caliph immediately issued an order and told his soldiers to release him as soon as possible. And he also ordered that he should release all those people who were arrested that night. It was done the same. The all prisoners were released. Then Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali mounted his ride and left. The neighbors started following him. The great Imam asked him, "Did I do any wrong to you?" He replied, "No, but rather you have helped me and made intercession on my behalf. May Allah Azza wa Jal bestow better reward upon you for this act, because you have taken care of the respect of your neighbor and fulfilled his rights." Thereafter, that person repented of sins and refrained from sins. خیر خواہ ہم بھی پروسی کے بنے یہ کرم یا مصطفیٰ فرمائیے نعمت اخلاق کر دیجئے عطا یہ کرم یا مصطفیٰ فرمائیے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, look at how beautifully Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali treated his neighbors. He always fulfilled their rights. He always treated them with love and kindness. He Rahmatullah Ali was so kind to his neighbor that even after troubling him a lot, He Rahmatullah Ali went to the Caliph and asked the Caliph to release his neighbor. He Rahmatullah Ali had the opportunity. He could have told the Caliph that this person drinks alcohol and at night he makes lot of noise which causes trouble to me and please punish him. He Rahmatullah Ali could have done this, but He Rahmatullah Ali did not take revenge, but rather He Rahmatullah Ali forgave his neighbor and showed love towards him. And by the barakat and blessing of showing love towards his neighbor repented from his sins and also refrained from committing sins in future. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we also need to create this kind of mahal and environment in our community, in our society. We need to live like a proper Muslim, and we need to live in our community with each other like brothers. We need to create this mahal of love and affection so that our community can become a peaceful community. Regarding the huquq and rights of neighbors, there are many ayats of the Holy Quran and a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in regards to neighbors in the Holy Quran. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And worship Allah and associate none with Him. And be good to your parents and to relatives and to orphans and to needy and to the near neighbor and to the distant neighbor and to the close companion and to the traveler and to your male and female slaves. Indeed, Allah does not like the arrogant and boastful. Regarding this blessed ayat, it is stated in Tafsir Ahmadiyya that close neighbors means his house is attached to your house, and a distant neighbor means he lives in the neighborhood, but his house is not attached to your house. Or the one who is your neighbor as well as your relative is close neighbor. The one who is only your neighbor but not your relative is a distant neighbor. Or the one who is your neighbor as well as Muslim is a close neighbor. And the one who is only your neighbor but not Muslim is a distant neighbor. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, from this ayat of the Holy Quran, we have learned that we have to be kind with our neighbors, whether it is a close relative or a far relative neighbor. We have to be kind with them. It happens that many a times we have our neighbors who are also our relatives. So those kind of relatives are regarded as close relatives. And those people who are neighbor and not our relative, they are also regarded as far neighbor. But in another definition of neighborhood, it is also mentioned that the one who is a Muslim and our neighbor, he is regarded as our close neighbor. And the one who is not a Muslim, but is our neighbor, he is regarded as our far neighbor. Barhal, anyways, we need to always take care of our neighbors as we have rights over them and they have rights over us. It is mentioned in Shu'abul Iman that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam constantly advised on neighbors to the extent that people thought that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make their neighbors their inheritors. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, there are three types of neighbors. Some have three rights, some have two, and some have one. The neighbors who is a Muslim and your relative has three rights. The right of neighborhood, the right of being Muslim, and the right of being the relative. Muslim neighbor has two rights. The right of neighbor and the right of Muslims. And the right of a neighbor who is not a Muslim and not your relative has one right. Meaning Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that the rights of your relative and who is your neighbor and who is a Muslim has three rights. And the one who is not your relative but he is a Muslim and your neighbor has two rights over you. And the one who is just a neighbor but not a believer has one right over us. Meaning we have to look after their huquq in each and every aspect. The one who is our relative, he has his own huquq itself. The one who is a neighbor, he has his huquq and rights itself. The one who is a Muslim, he has his right and huquq itself. Likewise, the rights of a Muslim neighbor, he has two rights. The right of being a Muslim and the right of being the neighbor. That means we have two rights over him and he has two rights over us. The one who is a neighbor but not a Muslim, he has one right over us. So from this beautiful hadith we have learned that even if a person is not a Muslim, he still has the right of neighborhood upon us. We need to treat them nicely. We need to take care of them. We need to help them whenever they need us. In Ahya'ul Ulum, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali, Rahmatullah Ali, has written in regards to some rights of neighbors. He says that one should lead in saying salam to his neighbors. Subhanallah. It is the right of a neighbor that we should lead in making salam to him. Many people say that he should make salam to us first. Why should we make salam to his first? So remember this beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which he was asked that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who should make salam first? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who is close to Allah azza wa jal. Meaning the one who is close to Allah azza wa jal should make salam first to his Islamic brother. So we should make a habit that by making salam inshallah azza wa jal, we will become close to Allah azza wa jal. So let us make the habit that we will greet our neighbors, we will greet our Muslim brothers whenever we see them, whenever we meet them. And before we start our conversation, we'll make the habit to start our conversation with greeting each other by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. He further states that one should not have long conversation with them. Yes, many a times it happens that our neighbor is rushing for some work. He is in hurry. But we talk to him for many hours. We want to take a lot of time of his. Yet he is busy in some other activity. So we should not do this. We should shorten our conversation and we should allow him to continue with the work which he is doing. We should not ask too many questions about his circumstances. Many a times it happens that we question our neighbors, which is not connected to us, which is not useful for us, We ask them regarding how much they are earning. We ask them what time do you wake up. We ask them what time do you go to your job. How's the business? How's other affairs of your life? All this question got nothing to do with us. They are not useful to us. So this is the right of our neighbor that we should not ask him this kind of questions. Because these questions might be personal questions for him, and it might be a personal question for his family members as well. We should inquire after their health when they are ill. It is very important that we look after our neighbor. When they fall ill, let us go and ask them if they need us. If there is any way in which we can help them. Many a times it happens that when our neighbor children's mother is sick, they need someone to cook because the mother is sick. She cannot cook. So we should try and prepare some meal, some food and provide them so that they can live an easy life and recover as fast as possible. We should go and ask them about their health, if their health is coming right or not. We should try and go and make their iyadat, as there is a lot of thawab and reward in making the iyadat, visiting a sick person. So we should also go and visit our neighbors, ask them if they are feeling well or not. We should console them when they are in difficulty. Many a times it happens that our neighbors are in difficulty, yet we don't ask them if we can help them or not, if we need to help them or not. We need to help our neighbors in the times of difficulties as well. If they need anything from us financially, let us try and help them financially if we are capable of helping them. If they need our help in carrying something, we should also try and help them in carrying that thing particularly. As well as if we see our neighbor in difficulty in any way and in any situation, let us try and help them in accordance to our capability and in accordance to our ability, inshallah azza wa jal. We should help them in their difficult times. So we should always try and help our neighbors in whichever possible way we can help them. One should congratulate them in their joyous moments. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we should always try and encourage them in their joyful moments. We should try and give them gifts in their joyful moments. We should try and help them, whether it is the time of their difficulty or whether it is their joyful moments, so that our neighbors will feel that, no, we are looking after them and we are fulfilling their rights. Inshallah, by doing so, our community, our neighborhood will become Madina. It will become a peaceful society and a peaceful community. We should also participate in their joyful occasions. Yes, if they invite us in their joyful occasions, in their joyful programs, we should try and attend that. If they invite us for their walimas, for their wedding, for their aqiqah, mehfil, or any kind of programs, we should try and attend those programs. Because by attending, will make them feel that, no, we have nice neighbors and they are good and kind towards us. We should also forgive their mistakes. If they commit any kind of mistake, error, we should try and make the habit to forgive them. Many a times it happens that we don't forgive their mistakes. Why? Because he did so and so thing to me in past 5 years, 6 years, but we don't want to forgive them. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, there are many excellence in forgiving others. And it is the huquq and sign of a good neighbor that he forgives his neighbors on their mistakes. So let us try and forgive them with the hope that if we will forgive them today, inshallah azza wa jal, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah azza wa jal will forgive us as well. So we should always try and make a habit that we will forgive our neighbors if they commit any error or any mistake towards us or cause any trouble to us, inshallah azza wa jal. Should not listen to anything against them. Yes, we should not listen to anything against them. Meaning, if someone tells us against our neighbors, or he is telling us that this person said so and so to us, he said this and that about you, we should not listen to them. Because we should have trust in our neighbors, that no, our neighbors are nice to us and we are nice to them. Because if we will create this trust, then if someone tells us bad about our neighbors, then we will not listen to him, but rather we will stop that person, that no, I trust my neighbor. He cannot do this. He is a good person. He is a person of kindness. Let us create this environment of trusting each other. Inshallah, by creating this beautiful environment of trusting each other, we will save ourselves from many troubles and from many calamities, as well as from many fights from amongst each other. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, there are many rights of our neighbors over us and which we need to fulfill them. Undoubtedly, our neighbors need to be treated with kindness and with love. And many a times it has happened that because of showing love towards our neighbors, those neighbors who were not believers accepted Islam because of their neighbors had good akhlaq with them. So our pious predecessors always had good akhlaq, good character with their neighbors. It is mentioned, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi once rented a house just adjacent to the house was the house of a non-Muslim. The non-Muslim, due to his enmity and malice, used to throw dirt over his house and used to also throw dirty water in his blessed house. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi used to remain patient. And then one day, that person himself came to Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi and humbly asked, "Don't you have any problem with the filth that passes through my roof drain?" Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi replied gently, "Whatever filth enters my house through that roof drain, I simply sweep it out." The non-Muslim humbly asked, "Don't you get angry despite so much trouble?" Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi replied, "I do. But I surpass it because Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the Holy Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And who restrain anger and who pardon men and virtuous people are dear to Allah. Subhanallah. Having heard this reply, the non-Muslim embraced Islam. Akhlaq ho acche, mera kirdar ho sutra, mahbub ka sadqa, tu mujhe nek bana de. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayki ya Sidi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, a beautiful narration Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned and has been stated that a non-Muslim neighbor of Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi went on a journey, leaving his wife and children at home. His child used to cry at night. He rahmatullah alayhi asked his wife, "Why does the child weep?" She replied, "There is no lamp at home and the child is afraid of the darkness." Since that day, he rahmatullah alayhi used to fill up the lamp with oil and after lightening it, sent it to his house. When the non-Muslim came back from the journey, his wife related him the incident. The non-Muslim said, "The house in which the lamp of Bayezid Bustami has entered, why should there be darkness?" They all embraced Islam, meaning they all accepted Islam because of the beautiful character of Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we need to create beautiful akhlaq and manners with our neighbors. There are many virtues of becoming good with our neighbors, and we need to treat our neighbors with kindness. And those people who don't treat their neighbors with kindness, there are many punishments mentioned in regards to them. There are many ahadiths which are mentioned against those people who don't take care of their neighbors. It is said that a person said to the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am living in the neighborhood at such and such tribe. But amongst them, there are some who trouble me a lot. And the one who troubles me the most is the one who stays the most nearest to my house. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Standing at the door of the masjid, they started making this announcement loudly. Undoubtedly, 40 houses are included in the neighborhood. And if someone's neighbor is terrified due to his evil, he will not enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. And in Kanzul Ummal, it is stated that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who hurts his neighbor undoubtedly hurts me. And the one who hurts me displeases Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who quarrels with his neighbor quarrels with me. And the one who quarrels with me undoubtedly quarrels with Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, there are many virtues and blessings of treating our neighbors with kindness. And there are many harms for not treating our neighbors with kindness and with love and muhabbat. We need to create this beautiful environment, how to love our neighbors, how to fulfill their huquq and their rights. So to learn more about regarding the huquq and rights of our neighbors, alhamdulillah, we have our beautiful mahal in this time and age, which is called Dawud Islami. This environment teaches us regarding the rights of our neighbors. This mahal teaches us regarding all the rights which are related to us. Yes, there are many rights which are to be fulfilled from our side, which we need to learn. If we will learn, only then we will be able to fulfill them. If we don't know if this is our right, then how are we going to fulfill them? We need to know what our rights which we need to fulfill. And for this, we need to associate ourselves with the beautiful mahal and environment of Dawud Islami. It is a humble appeal to one and all of you to please attend the beautiful ijtima of Dawud Islami, which take place in your area, in your nearby masjid. And for Islamic sisters as well, they should also try and attend the Islamic sisters ijtima, which takes place in their environment, in their society, which is near their house. Inshallah, by attending this beautiful ijtima, you will learn many things about Islam, and you will learn many sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So keep on watching Madani channel as well. Inshallah, by watching Madani channel as well, we will learn many Islamic principles which we have to learn and which we need to fulfill. Inshallah, azza wa jal, by watching the silsilas, we will learn and gain a lot of blessings, inshallah, azza wa jal. Allah karam, aisa kare, tujh pe jahan mein, ay da'wati islami, teri dhoom machi ho. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the tawfiq to act upon whatever we have heard. May Allah azza wa jal, through the sadaqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, allow us to fulfill the huquq and rights of our neighbors, the huquq of our relatives. Ameen, bijahi nabil ameen, wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah grant us the strength and courage to fulfill our duties. May Allah grant us the strength and courage to fulfill our duties.